Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
It's not as if the Intelligence Committee has not already been investigating this. They have been and will continue to do that. It's important that it is the Intelligence Committee because they're the ones who have access to classified information.
Paul Ryan there talking about whether or not they're going to investigate, the Intelligence Committee is going to investigate all the things that are going on, both the leaks and Flynn, and there's just a bunch of crazy stuff going on. Man, whether you pay attention to politics or don't, and a lot of people out there, you keep it on in the background. Maybe you watch Fox or MSNBC, you read a few things, but you're not really invested in it. But you have to admit that the craziness of the first month of this White House is interesting. And now that maybe there's more stuff to it, I don't know what's here. Did Flynn do something bad? Did he not? Are there people that are inside the Trump administration that throughout this entire presidential campaign that were working with the campaign, were they talking to the Russians? What were they saying? Was it a daily basis thing? Get out in front of it, because the more that you ignore it, the more people are going to look into it. I don't know how many times I have to tell people that. The more you ignore something, the more people are going to look. Especially the press. And a press that I think has it out for him. Absolutely has it out for him. 110%. They want to pop him. They want him. They want him to pay for treating him the way that they treat him. They want respect. He's not giving him that. They feel, look, we got Flynn. He's gone. Andrew Posner's gone now. Could have been the labor secretary. It's another one taken down. Optics didn't look bad there. Who else can they get? Who else? Who else? Who can I go after? Who? President Trump did speak today at a press conference with Bibi Netanyahu, but one of the things he did say before any of that was about General Flynn and the way he felt Flynn was treated.
General Flynn is a wonderful man. I think he's been treated very, very unfairly by the media, as I call it, the fake media in many cases. Things are being leaked. It's criminal action, and it's been going on for a long time before me. And people are trying to cover up for a terrible loss that the Democrats had under Hillary Clinton.
Some of that may be true, but the truth is that you pissed off the intelligence community. And people are saying, well, did you know this? Did you know that President Obama, 8 days before he took power, old Trump there, that they expanded the NSA and many of the other intelligence communities, boundaries that they could cover. And the leeway they have to cover things. And the fact that they can communicate with one another and share information. Did you know that they expanded that? The powers, if you will, that be, that they have.
Ooh.
He did something stupid. He got caught. He lied. You embarrassed the vice president. And that's not good. So, he wants answers. Sources are saying that he's demanding that he get some answered. Why was he misled? Why did he lie to me? Why did you guys lie to me over the fact that he lied to me? Why was so much lying going on? Why did you put this guy above me when I'm your second in charge, if you will? Why do you value them over me? It's not a good way to start. It's not, but it is what it is, and this is what they got. And now we move forward. We move forward, onward and upward. I don't know if there'll be an investigation. I think there'll be a lot of, questions. Some people will never give up the ghost. People still searching for his tax returns. People still searching for the 30,000 emails. I'm sure people on the left are going to do all they can to investigate. Did he say something? Should we go after him? There's this 95 Logan Act. I think that's when that was. Did he negotiate and or try to negotiate on behalf of the United States while being a civilian rather than being somebody who was appointed and working for the government? Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? You don't. But you should care about, though, is the way that the White House is handling things. What you should care is about the way that the White House is not getting in front of stuff, and that this is the kind of stuff that's taking away from the things that need to get done. We care about jobs, we want to see immigration fixed, and we realize that there's a fight in the Middle East with the likes of ISIS and Al-Qaeda that is raging, that is causing us to have discussions about bringing people here from those war-torn areas that we are having issues trying to vet, and there's a big fight. If we could control the fight, if we could win the fight, if we could figure out exactly what the hell's going on over there, maybe, just maybe, we could start knocking down some of these dominoes. Those are the things you care about. This infighting, the silliness, sorry, doesn't do you or I any good. Really doesn't. It is foolish. It is stupid. And I think at some point in time, the White House needs to get somebody in place there that is going to take charge, that is going to run it and put people under the thumb. Make sure that everything that has to happen, you're going to be that scrutinized. Then you double do something. You make doubly sure that they got nothing to come back for you. You do it double. If they say you need to go a yard, you go 2 yards. If they say you need to have this many things in place, you double that because you know they're looking out for you. They're looking in every way, shape, or form to try to get you in a situation where they could say, hey, got you. So don't give them that opportunity. Then after a while, it'll die down. Then after a while, stop worrying about your poll numbers. Start worrying about whether or not people like you. Stop tweeting at people that piss you off and do what you said you were going to do. Go out there. Start fixing these trade agreements. Start putting people back to work by getting business up and running the engine by taking back some of these stupid regulations and over-regulations, by cutting down the taxes, giving people an incentive to want to start business, to want to start doing things, jumpstart the economy. And when all of us have a little bit more in our pocket, all of us feel like we're winning, when all of us feel good about where the country's headed economically, you'll watch how everything else just becomes noise instead of anger. And then eventually that shouting and yelling becomes a whisper, and eventually it all goes away. Winning cures all ills. I've been on many teams that were dysfunctional, but on the field we were great. Inside the locker room, guess what? As dysfunctional as we were winning, so we didn't care. Stop worrying about how you look. Stop worrying about your numbers. Stop worrying about this petty BS and get in front of it. Stop worrying about all of these things and do what you said you were going to do. Stop picking fights with judges. What? I didn't fill that out correctly? It was done too fast? Bring it back to me. I'm going to write up a new one. Boom, boom, boom. How's this? There you go. I'm on to something else. And when people start working, when people start moving forward and they start having a little bit more confidence in the economy and you got a little bit of dough in your pocket and instead of living paycheck to paycheck, you're noticing your paycheck's going a little bit further and you got a little bit left over. And after a while, you start to go, hey, things are pretty good. You start purchasing a little bit more. The economy starts to pick up. Lo and behold, we're through the summer and into Christmas, and all of a sudden, you're starting to feel a little bit better. The economy's moving in the right direction. People are saying to themselves, you know what? I'm thinking about opening a business, or I'm thinking about adding a couple more employees. I'm thinking about doing this, that, and the other. And you know what's happening? As that starts to happen, all the noise, all the screaming, all the yelling, boom. Take care of what you said you were going to take care of. Stay in your own lane and don't be dragged into stupid fights with people that are only there to cause you trouble. They're not there for the betterment of you. They don't want to see you win. Focus on the things you need to. Stay in your own lane. Watch what happens. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook. at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Happy Wednesday. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
For the president to say, I'm going to send in the feds is one thing. We need more than that. We need resources to strengthen and train our police force. We need to work in the neighborhoods to deal with this violence. Kids who are 13 and 14 year olds have access to semi-automatic weapons and are spraying these bullets in crime scenes that are killing so many innocent people. They get access to weapons as easily as cell phones. They have no training and no expertise in shooting them. They fire wildly at other gang members and kill innocent children and others, grandmothers, in the process.
Yeah, Dick Durbin right there talking about what's going on. Rahm Emanuel is actually speaking to the president that says he's going to send the feds there to see what's going on in Chicago. Let's be real. Chicago is a mess. It is a war zone. It is nasty. Two-year-old shot yesterday and killed. Two-year-old. What? Look, I don't want a federal policing of this country. I don't think you do either. That's a scary thought process. Now, if you're asking the feds to come out and to do an independent investigation and take a look at what's needed, that's one thing. The thought of even sending the feds there, though, for that, you know, it's we definitely need to figure something out. But there's a fix here. But it's long term. Like everything in life, it doesn't matter where you are. Right? Doesn't matter what you're doing. You want to lose weight, you're not going to lose weight overnight. You want to be successful, unless you win the lottery, you're not going to lose weight overnight. You're not going to be successful overnight. You're not going to be rich overnight. You want to build a business, it's going to take time. It's going to take time. But the success is the success everywhere. There's a roadmap for it. Education is huge. We need to start fixing. And instead of bringing in the feds, maybe we should start bringing in people who can help the people within the inner city to get rid of this cycle of poverty and violence by spreading their thought process of success and hard work. Some people want instantaneous things. Doesn't matter. That's why a lot of people get into crime. Some of it's because of drugs and they're addicted to something. But a lot of times it's because this is easier. I don't want to put in all that hard work. Everybody wants to be Jay-Z. Everybody wants to be Tom Brady. You know what they don't want to do? Put in the work. They want to wake up tomorrow and be those people. What's the great saying from Zig Ziglar, the motivational speaker, the big sales guy? Elevator to success is broken, as is the escalator, but the stairs are wide open. I mean, you got to do it yourself. We need to go into the inner city and actually bring with us the knowledge and show people there is a better way. And it's got to be the policing of it. Yes. Look, do we have to have better policing there? Absolutely. Does there need to be better training in some of these areas? Yes, because you're running out of good people to, you know, to hire. A lot of people don't want these jobs. Not anymore, not like this. So it starts with home. It starts with facing the reality that we've got too many kids where education's not a priority, where they're being raised in a way that is dangerous. Mom's working two jobs. They're living with grandma. They're living, you know, very few intact homes. Dad's not around because he's in jail or doesn't want anything to do with the kid or he's dead. Those are the realities that people don't want to talk about. A lot of it's race-based reality, right? Because that's what people say. That's being racist if you talk about that. You're being mean to women if you say a single woman can't do it. Never said a single woman can't do it. Doesn't mean it's not harder. It's not rocket science. right? This isn't rocket science. We're not looking around. We know what we need to do. But if we can't talk about it and we can't address it, then we go to the opposite, which is, well, rather than try to fix the problem and the root of the problem, which is people feel desperation. They feel that their life is not worth anything. They look around and they see drugs and they see money and they see power and they see guns and they see nothing else. And these people offer them a family, if you will. And they go that route. So then you have to go the route, well, we're going to bring the feds in. So maybe we start looking at different routes, right? Maybe they're saying, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we could do this. Maybe we should bring in people to talk about success. Maybe we should be bringing in people to talk about how we get from point A to point B in the right way and how the opportunity to be successful is in front of you. And we start putting keys in places that they can start using these keys to unlock the doors to get to the places that they want to be. Take away some of that desperation. Take away some of that fear. Give people a different kind of hope. Right now, they hope that people are going to come in and protect them. How about if they didn't need to be protected so much? It's not going to fix everything. But I think in the long run, it's going to cure a lot of the ills that inside a lot of urban cities we see, which is a desperation, poor educational system, a broken, flawed justice system. Those are the things we need to tackle. Right there. And it's not about race, but people will make it that way. But if we can't tell the truth to one another, and we're afraid to tell the truth because we're afraid of feelings, then you're going to continue to see this, and then you got the feds coming in. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. Love when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. A lot of texts coming in about several different things. We'll touch on that. And women, they're done on March 8th for the day. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
It is the Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for letting us get you over the hump. I was looking at this Facebook. 4 murders a day are streamed live on Facebook Live. 4 murders a day. I guess there was 2 Nicaraguans that were killed. It's what'd you expect? I mean, yeah, okay, let's just say, I don't know how many people have Facebook. Probably a billion, 2 billion. I don't know how many people have Facebook and social media, but let's just say it's 2 billion, give or take, you know, even a billion people. And if you've got Facebook, chances are you got a phone. 1 billion, is what we're being told. And if you got a phone, chances are it streams. And if 10% of that 1 billion is streaming something, at least once a day, or even 1%, right? Even 1%, right? Let's just say 1%. So 10, let's say 10 million, 12 million, 15 million, whatever, you know, you want to throw out there. Something, we're just going to take it down to very small. At some point in time, that stuff's going to happen. And people are now using it to do dumbass things. And so, yeah, I could see that. I definitely could see that. That obviously wasn't the intent. I don't think Zuckerberg's like, I got a great idea. Why don't we give people the opportunity to murder people live? And we'll help the likes of ISIS spread their evil. We'll give dumbasses the opportunity to torture people and kill people on camera. And every once in a while, you'll be filming your dog or something when you'll look up with your camera and you'll see somebody get murdered. Not like you planned it, but we'll just give everybody the opportunity. I don't think that was the you know, the whole thought process that went into that. But when you have the opportunity to stream live now, you're going to, you know, you could eventually, you know, you could eventually come across something. And we are so, right now we are so trained, and it is such a natural reaction to a situation where stuff goes south. Rather than make the phone call to the authorities or do whatever, our first instinct is, let's grab our phones, film it. Like Felipe Castillo. Sorry about that. The late Mr. Castillo, who last year his girlfriend filmed his death in Minnesota when she, you know, when he got shot and she was filming it. They shot him. You know, I mean, that this is what we do. But I don't think it was that. I don't think that was the reason. Here's a good story. I like good stories. We need good stories. Last week, Mike Ilitch, the guy who owned Little Caesars, founded Little Caesars. He owned the Detroit Tigers, passed away. Lived a long time. Horrible. Horrible. With all of that money, you think you would have a better wig, right? You've seen the hair, producer Phil, right?
Yes, I have.
Yes. He and Phil Spector obviously were shopping at the same wig emporium. But one of these guys that was very quiet about a lot of his philanthropy. And in 1994, he read a story about Rosa Parks being robbed and assaulted in her home. She was 81 at the time. 81 years old. The Rosa Parks, right? Living in Detroit. She moved there. And he's reading the story. And a guy named Damon Keith, who was the Detroit is a federal judge, brought about the story to the public. And Mike Ilitch contacted him and said, hey, I'm going to pay her rent. I'm going to pay her mortgage. Oh, really? For how long? Just send me the bill every month forever. I'm going to pay the whole thing. You don't have to worry about anything. And until she died in 2005, he paid her mortgage. Like, that's stuff that you don't hear about. That's when you know people, they always say, you find out who people are when other people aren't looking, right? That's why people say, Tim Tebow, when you're not looking, and then you look over and he's doing something, you find out that this is really, what he is what he is. Mike Ilitch, this is what happens when people weren't looking. I love that story. I think that's a great, great story right there. That is an absolutely, that's the kind of thing that makes you go, there's still good people out there. And there's a lot of good people. And the reason we don't hear more about that is people who are really good never want you to hear about it. And the second thing is we don't pay attention to it enough. Because there's the old adage, if it bleeds, it leads. That's what sells. If it bleeds, it leads. On the newscast, it, you know, breaking. There's a reason that breaking news is in red. Ooh, it catches our eye. How much breaking news can CNN have in one day? What's breaking? Just curious. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. Ladies are taking off March 8th. It's official after their big march to Washington the day after the inauguration. They are now deciding to have a general strike day on March 8th. It's a day without a woman day. General strike. I don't know how many women are going to participate. Not quite sure. Probably a few hundred thousand, I would assume. What if you don't have a job at the moment? Or what if you're not even scheduled to work that day? Do you take another day off? That's a good question, right? Like, what if, I mean, and I think it's a Wednesday that that's happening. So that obviously they're figuring everybody's working in the middle. I have zero problems with this kind of, you know, thing. People say, you know, I don't care. I don't look at women any different than I look at men. We're all equal. We have our strengths. We have our weaknesses. All of us have our strifes in our lives, and all of us have our successes. I don't look at us as any different, and I understand that some women feel that they're completely, you've been treated horrible by society, and there's a patriarchal society, and there's a, you know, and there's this horrible way that misogyny is. And You know, I don't buy into all of that crap. And I know a lot of women who don't either. And heaven forbid, like anything else, you can't say anything, right? Because you get torn apart. Women get torn apart if they even go up against the movement, which I find to be completely insane. What I do get frustrated is the way that you demonize, I think, a lot of way men. And you don't need to do that. You don't need to demonize men. And I, that's what I think angers me a lot when I look at some of this stuff. And as angry as I get, mostly with a laugh and a pop. Because you're mad at what your grandmother and your great-grandmother and maybe even your mother went through. And you blame it on today's men when today's men had nothing to do with it. And today's man is becoming a wuss and everything that you dream of, except for the part where you actually say, God, I wish I had a man. Like a man. Not a wuss man. Not a skinny jean-wearing guy. I don't know what this is going to accomplish. I don't know what their end game is to show that what women are amazing. I know women are amazing. You don't need to take a day off work. You don't. You don't need to take a day off work. I get it. You're amazing. But what's that show? That's my whole thing. What's your end game here? That needs to be clear, because just like the Women's March, I wasn't quite clear what the whole end game was. Are you marching for a specific reason? Is it because you think Trump's a bad guy? Is it because he is what? He grabbed a girl's vagina and that pisses you off? That's fine. Or are you marching because all men are bad guys and that all of us need to be taught a lesson? That's all I'm trying to clear up. That's it. No more than that. I just like to know. But a day off. So, and as we touched on a little bit earlier, is if you're a man who happens to be the manager, owner, CEO, whatever it is, of a corporation, a company, a small business, and a woman says, I want this day off, you really, for the fear factor, is you don't really have a choice, right? Because if you don't give it off, then women are going to attack you for not giving it off. Because that's the mentality we have now, which is we just attack, and destroy. Pew. That's the mentality. Now, if you're a woman and you say, no, you're coming to work tomorrow, that's a totally different story. Maybe, I don't know. They'll still probably go after you for that. It really doesn't matter. I think it's a lose-lose. Just give them the day off. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Speaking of work and days off, maybe you've got a troubled employee. Maybe he is not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Maybe you're struggling to fill these positions you've got because the economy is starting to make a move forward and it's firing on all cylinders. Good news out today that the economy is actually doing that. That's right. New data released today showed that retail sales, inflation, and manufacturing activity all topped expectation, meaning it's starting to rumble. It's starting to roar, and you need to start thinking about adding people to your business. Well, stop doing it the old-fashioned way with a pigeon or smoke signals, or even posting on one singular job site. Do it the smart way, the easy way, a way that will get you the kind of employee you want. Go to ZipRecruiter.com. One site's not good enough. 200 sites. Boom. Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. ZipRecruiter.com will help you find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch those candidates go on into ZipRecruiter, right? And you can find out how qualified they are because they've got an easy-to-use interface, which is going to make it that much easier for you because you're not going to have to juggle emails or phone calls. They're going to drive you crazy. You're going to quickly screen those candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies, thousands of small and medium-sized businesses, and now by you. And right now, the listeners of the Chad Benson Show, you guys can take advantage of this. Go to ZipRecruiter.com, and for free, you can post your job. ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, free job posting. For the listeners of the Chad Benson Show, go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Get your free job listing today. And who knows, you may hire the future of your company. And you can thank ZipRecruiter for that. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Take it, wrap it up. I take it, wrap it up.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
You can text the program, 323-538-2423. I love this. There's two things. I've got a tweet and a text. Don't yell at me for either. If you do, well, I really don't care. Hi, Chad. I'm a woman, and I'm working March 8th. I wouldn't be caught dead wearing a vagina hat, and I think all the mindless twits out there that are wearing vagina hats are stupid. I don't care to be lumped in with those mindless idiots. Some of us have more self-respect than that. Boom! Drop the microphone. That's a woman. This is a tweet that's funny, and it's meant as sarcasm, and people won't take it that way because people are so uptight and butthurt about everything. But, at Chad Benson Show. I'm not even going to give out his, because I don't want him to get yelled at. I hope it wraps by 5. Of course, we're talking about the day without a woman or so. Dinner isn't going to cook itself. It's meant as humor.
Screw you. That was funny.
I know. I do feel that we're funny. I think the fight's going to happen between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. He landed in Vegas, was insulting Mr. Mayweather yesterday, trying to do all he can. I think it's going to happen because he wants it to happen and Mayweather wants it to happen. And as much as Dana White doesn't want it to happen, at some point in time, he doesn't really have that kind of it's going to happen because it's not, has nothing to do with the UFC. If he wants to go outside of it, well, we control who he is as a fighter. Well, trust me, you're going to want this to happen because you're going to get a piece of it. They're talking about it being a $1 billion fight. Don't know what the rules are going to be. I'm assuming they're going to be boxing. And I think if it's a boxing match, if it's anything but a boxing match, McGregor wins. If it's a boxing match, Floyd Mayweather's going to win. Because McGregor's never going to touch him. Although I will say, I'm assuming that somewhere around the third or fourth round, after not being able to touch him and being hit 50 or 60 times, that he's going to throw an elbow and just lose it. Text the program, 323-538-2423. Mickey Mouse was arrested the other day in New York City. He was hanging out with all of the other cosplayers and the dress-up people in Times Square. And apparently, he went Tom Brady, wanted people, you know, wanted pictures and wanted autographs. And he's like, you're going to pay for it. They said no. There was a kerfuffle, which is a very good word. And they came and they arrested Mr. Mouse. And that's kind of sad, but understand in this day and age, as a person who's a celebrity, and I think he's got a bit of a drinking problem, as we've heard from the past, it can be a little awkward at times. But, he was taken down to the station, and eventually he was questioned about the said crime and the alleged crime. And we were fortunate enough to have the Chad Benson Show, agents who are spying everywhere, kind of like TMZ, capture the audio from the interrogation. Take a listen.
That place is New York City, nitty gritty Times Square. I work here. I'm a cop. It was a Monday, February 13th. There was snow on the ground and larceny in the air. My name is Tuesday, Joe Tuesday. I was at the desk when they brought him in. I immediately recognized the ears, but the rest was hard to place. He was eyeing the Cheetos on my desk when I began the interview. What's your name?
Nanya? I'm just kidding. Mickey Theodore Mouse, a.k.a. Steamboat Willie, a.k.a. Mickey.
Are you employed?
Yeah, I'm employed.
You allegedly accosted a 21-year-old tourist from Tennessee.
I didn't accost anybody.
You're accused of stealing $120 from this guy. At any time, did you touch him?
How could I touch him? With my hands. I wear gloves. Hello?
Did you try and sell this guy a photo of Minnie Mouse wearing a tutu for 190 smackaroonies?
I did no such thing. Minnie would have neutered me.
Did you later use the credit card information he gave you to ring up 3 times that amount?
Credit cards. Do I look like somebody who uses credit cards? I can't even get a FICO score. I'm a mouse.
Why, you dirty rat? You better come clean or I'll tell you. Okay, take him back to the cell. We'll look into your story.
No, Mr. Tuesday, I didn't do it. I had an alibi. I was over on 42nd Street trying to score some black market gorgonzola and some pizza. My supplier can vouch for me. And yes, if I have to, I'll rat him out if it gets me out of here.
The story you have just heard was true. Only the facts were changed to protect the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, man, Mickey. I think Mickey's got a lot of problems. And if you've listened to the show in the past, he's been a guest several times. And I think it's definitely time that he gets himself into a good rehab and a good 12-step program and start getting things sorted out. Solid fun show today. Got you over the hump. Thursday will be even more entertaining because we'll be dancing in here and teaching yoga. So that will be awesome. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, Chadbenson. Text the program always, 24 hours a day, 375 kabillion days of the year. 323-538-2423. Check out the Chad Benson Show podcast. Go to chadbensonshow.com. You can take it with you wherever you want, and it's a low price, a zero. For Scotty, for Phil, for Anthony, my name is Chad Benson. I bid you all a hump day. Good night. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.